Hello, and welcome to GCSE English Language Essentials. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most crucial skills you'll need for your OCR GCSE exam, interpreting implicit information. Now, I know what you're thinking. Implicit information sounds complicated, right? But here's the thing. You do this every single day without even realizing it. When your friend says, "I'm fine," in that particular tone of voice, you know they're not actually fine. That's inference. That's reading between the lines. And that's exactly what examiners want to see you do with texts. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down this skill, look at exactly what examiners are hunting for in your answers, and I'll give you some brilliant techniques to boost your marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Right, let's start with the basics. Assessment Objective 1, or AO1 as it's known, asks you to identify and interpret explicit and implicit information. Explicit information is the easy stuff, it's right there on the page. If a text says Sarah was born in 1995, that's explicit, no guesswork needed. But implicit information, that's where the magic happens. Implicit information is what the writer suggests without directly stating it. It's the subtext, the hints, the clues that build up a picture of character, atmosphere, or relationships. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're reading a text that says, "The old house stood silent on the hill. Windows broken, door ajar, the wind whispered through the empty halls." Now, nowhere does that text say this house is abandoned and creepy. But what do you infer? Exactly. The broken windows, the ajar door, the silence, these details combine to create an implicit understanding of neglect and foreboding atmosphere. That's inference in action. Here's what's crucial for your exam. Examiners award marks for precise identification of implicit meaning, not just summary or paraphrase. You need to select judicious, short quotations to validate your inferences. And it's as really important, your inference must be securely rooted in the text. There's a big difference between valid deduction and wild speculation. Let me break down the technique you should use. I call it the statement plus evidence structure. First, make your inference clearly. Then, immediately support it with a short embedded quotation. For example, the writer suggests the house has been abandoned for some time, evident in the description of broken windows and the door left ajar, implying neglect and the absence of inhabitants. See how that works? You're not just lifting chunks of text. You're making a clear interpretive point and then pinpointing the specific evidence that supports it. Now, here's a really common mistake candidates make. They confuse retrieval with inference. If the question asks, "What do we learn about the house?" and you write, "The windows are broken," that's retrieval, that's explicit. But if you write, "The house appears to have been abandoned, suggested by the broken windows and open door," now you're inferring, you're reading between the lines. Another key point, look for abstract nouns and emotive adjectives in texts. These are gold mines for implicit meaning. Words like silence, whispered, empty. They're not just describing a scene, they're creating an atmosphere, suggesting emotions, hinting at backstory. And here's something that will really help you in the exam. Synthesis. That means bringing together multiple explicit details to form a complex implicit understanding. Don't just look at one word or phrase in isolation. How do all the details work together to suggest something deeper? Exam tips and common mistakes. Okay, let's talk exam strategy. You need to know exactly what examiners are looking for and what mistakes to avoid. First, check the mark tariff. If it's a 3-mark question, you need 3 distinct points or a developed explanation depending on the specific question type. Don't offer 2 synonymous points when distinct inferences are required. That's throwing marks away. Second, avoid lifting long sections of text. This is such a common error. Candidates think more quotation equals more marks. Wrong. Examiners want you to pinpoint the specific evidence that generates the inference. Short, embedded quotations are your friend. Third, don't repeat the wording of the question in your answer without adding interpretive value. If the question asks, "How does the writer suggest the character is nervous?" don't write, "The writer suggests the character is nervous by," and then just describe what they're doing. Explain how those actions or descriptions create that impression. Fourth, read the contextual blurb carefully. I cannot stress this enough. That little paragraph before the extract often contains keys to implicit relationships, settings, or character backgrounds. Use it. And here's a brilliant technique. Before you even look at the questions, scan the text for those abstract nouns and emotive adjectives I mentioned earlier. Highlight them. These are your signposts to implicit meaning. Right. Let's test what you've absorbed. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. Pause the audio and answer them in your head or jot them down. Question one, what's the difference between explicit and implicit information? Question two, what structure should you use for short answer inference questions? Question three, name two common mistakes candidates make when answering AO1 questions. Okay, here are the answers. One, explicit information is directly stated in the text. Implicit information is suggested or hinted at and requires inference. Two, statement plus evidence, make your inference clearly, then support it with a short embedded quotation. Three, lifting long sections of text without pinpointing specific evidence and confusing retrieval with inference. How did you do? If you got all three, brilliant. If not, don't worry, go back and listen to the core concepts section again. All right, let's wrap this up. Interpreting implicit information is absolutely foundational for your GCSE English language exam. It's tested directly in short answer questions, and it underpins everything else you do in the reading section, your language analysis, your structure analysis, your evaluation. Remember, implicit information is what the writer suggests without directly stating. You find it by looking for clues, emotive language, abstract nouns, descriptive details that combine to create meaning. Use the statement plus evidence structure. Keep quotations short and embedded, and always, always root your inferences in the text itself. This skill takes practice, but once you've got it, you'll find texts opening up in ways you never noticed before. You'll start seeing layers of meaning, picking up on tone and subtext, understanding characters and atmospheres at a much deeper level. Keep practicing, keep reading critically, and remember, you're not just answering questions, you're becoming a skilled, perceptive reader. And that's a skill that will serve you far beyond your GCSE exam. Good luck and happy inferring!